Warner Brothers Records invites you to join us for a full hour of music and conversation with Sire recording artist Chrissy Hynde of The Pretenders. It's been almost 3 years since the last Pretenders release, and during the next hour, Chrissy Hynde talks about what she's been up to and what's next for The Pretenders. Let's kick everything off with Side One, Cut One from The Pretenders' new Sire release, Get Close. This is My Baby. As our interview with Chrissy Hynde begins, we talked to her about the new album.
I'm really happy with the album. I probably am more up on, you know, after finishing this, I feel more positive about it than I have done in the past with things. Because I feel we've tried a lot of things, and it was just really a lot of fun to make the album, and we worked very quickly. We had so many different people in, and we worked in different places, and it was just really good fun. You know, it was just a ball making the album. Everyone enjoyed it. Sometimes I'll have an idea and I don't really get around to putting it into a song format. I might be thinking about it for a couple of years. And then other times I might just sit down and maybe within 2 or 3 days write something very, very quickly, you know, if I'm so inclined or inspired or something. But I'm not very organized. I don't have a formula. I'm not very disciplined.
Never changed my life. There'll be no more disgrace. These are my be and if you'll give me, then you will come back.
In this segment, we talked with Chrissy about the change from longtime producer Chris Thomas to new producer Jimmy Iovine.
Chris is an excellent producer, there's no question about it. I think we sort of developed our sound with Chris, certainly from our first album. We've only made the four albums now, but he worked with us on 1, 2, and 3. And I really felt like it was time that I tried working with some other people because I was starting to wonder, you know, exactly what I had to do with making the record. I knew when I went in with Chris pretty much what was going to happen in the studio, and I felt that maybe I was getting a little bit too settled in that. It was becoming a bit of a formula. So it's not like we were fed up or thought that we couldn't go take our relationship any further, but that's just nice to change sometimes. Jimmy worked very closely with me on the telephone, and I made quite a lot of personnel changes. We tried a lot of different things out on this album. And he's American, which was different for me, and in fact, he just became, you know, a real partner to me on the thing. And then Bob has a different approach in the studio as well. Mixing is what his real forte is. And he's pretty amazing. And it was great to be, you know, just in an atmosphere with some other people whose approaches were different.
On your Capitol Hill. Century man. Take the public by the throat. Give him a reason to give you a vote. To take your audience up on stage. Let them think you're a slave. Make a finger bang. Come on. chimpanzee.
Bow, 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 bow.
Dance! In the land of the free.
Free, 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 free.
Dance! Like a Russian ballet. Let them know that you're well read. I quote the things that Jesus said. Lift your face and your whisk your knee. Get you up on your feet. Come on.
Continue with more music and conversation with Chrissy Hynde after this. Welcome back to our music and conversation with Chrissy Hynde. As we continue, we talked with Chrissy about Light of the Moon, a song that was written for her by former David Bowie guitarist Carlos Alomar.
I met Robin Clark, who was singing with the Simple Minds tour. She's married to Carlos. Robin said to me, Carlos has a song for you. I listened to it really quickly, but I didn't have time to concentrate on it because I was trying to finish one of my songs. I put Carlos' song on one day to have a listen, and I thought, why didn't we just do that one in the first place? So I called Jimmy Iovine, who was in Los Angeles. I was in London, Carlos was in New York. And I said, hey, listen to this. And I turned the record player on and just held the phone there and let him hear the song. And I got back on, and Jimmy goes, that's a hit, hang on a minute. And he punched us into a conference call. So we were both on the phone to Carlos. We said, hold that song. And about 3 days later, we were all in New York City recording it. The version of Light of the Moon that you're hearing is very, very similar indeed to his demo that he sent us. In fact, it's closer to a demo than anything I've ever done. You know, we usually really reinterpret a song if we do a cover. But Carlos' song was so developed and, you know, it had such a great atmosphere that we pretty much lifted what he had done. And Carlos, he was in the studio with us and he helped us with some of the keyboard parts and stuff.
Take a message to my color the wind and search deep within.
I've never tried it, but it doesn't seem natural to me to go in and record, say, 12 songs all in one go. Because I think after about 8 weeks, you'd be thinking like, oh, I got to go to the studio on Monday or whatever, you know, and it would start getting to be a little bit like a job. And I find if you just stay in maybe for 4 weeks at the most, it's really exciting, you know, and then you're always happy to get in the studio. It never can become mundane or very routine.
Don't you go away.
Ah!
That's Tradition of Love from the new Pretenders album, Get Close. As our interview with Chrissie Hynde continues, we talked with her about the varying musical styles on the new album.
It's not a concept album, but there is a certain mood and attitude throughout the album. Rock and roll for adults or whatever. But, you know, it's still got an edge. More of an edge than, you know, any of these punks that are trying to do something in England at the moment. In fact, I shouldn't even say England, really. America's the worst. It's not anti-establishment anymore. It's very much, you know, let's get in and get the money and run kind of attitude. Or let's just get in and get the money and walk. It's just very safe. I mean, if anyone talks about revolution now, it's almost kind of like a fashionable, you know, kind of a pose or something. Whereas in the 60s, when I got started in this game, you know, it was very much like, let's bring down the state, you know? There was a kind of a power and an attitude in the, it wasn't just the exuberance of youth, although it might look like it, that's all it was now, but, you know, there really was a sort of consciousness factor, which I think is lacking a great deal now. But I think it's coming back, and I don't think that rock music is necessarily going to change the world, but I think it maybe could do more than just, you know, be something that you put on at a party or listen to in a discotheque. Well, rock and roll's no longer the music of the youth culture, which is what it was in the 50s. I mean, I'm middle-aged and I'm still doing it. And I probably will continue to do so. I think you can make a fool of yourself if you keep doing it and trying to act like a teenager. But I don't think you have to lose your edge or become mediocre just because you're getting older, no matter what you do. But then in America, the kids that are from 18 to 20 or 24, I don't know what the statistic is, but they're like the real Ronald Reagan supporters. So, you know, don't ask me. I went to Kent State University in 1970, you know. It's beyond me what's going on with them. Hey, baby!
Super soul, we got super soul.
Who's got soul?
You can play the Euphoria.
We'll be back with more after these messages. After these messages. Welcome back to our Warner Brothers Music Special, featuring music and conversation with Chrissy Hynde of the Pretenders. Here's Chrissy.
In 1975, I was in Cleveland, Ohio, and I was in a little R&B band, really a soul band. And that's very much my roots, being from Ohio in the 1960s. You know, I grew up with a lot of that stuff, so it really is second nature to me anyway. You know, on every album, I've tried to do a Bobby Womack-sounding song, or we did that Persuader song on our last album. And I don't really think that we ever came off as good as I would have liked some of the time. I know it looks like the Pretenders have gone soul, but it's not like that really at all, and it still is predominantly just a rock and roll album. It's got a Pretenders sound to it. But I just think we've been able to stretch our legs a little bit more in certain directions.
Don't get me wrong. If I'm looking kind of dazzled, I see neon lights. Whenever you walk by, don't get me wrong. You say hello and I take a ride upon a sea where the mist is playing.
We have a song on the album that sounds a little bit like Under the Boardwalk kind of feel. It's called I Remember You.
I remember. my ear when I'd just begun to wonder if springtime was through.
Last tour was I really getting excited to go out, because before then I still had stage fright and I was very nervous to go out, and I felt like, what am I doing out there? I didn't feel like I was very confident or had that much to offer, and after a few years I kind of got used to it, and now I can't wait to go back out.
She's getting older. Yeah, she's getting wiser. But a change has changed again. Got the sparkle from her eyes. Be a good mother.
Continue with more music and conversation with Chrissy Hynde after these messages. And welcome back to more music and conversation with Chrissy Hynde of the Pretenders. In this segment, we talked with Chrissy about Hymn to Her, a tune that was written by Meg Keen.
This girl I went to high school with, I haven't seen her for 15 years. She was a bit of a screwball, I guess you could say. Quite an individual. Just to show you how odd she was, she changed her name from Becky to Meg. It's kind of an odd change to make. Anyway, She was a very good friend of mine in high school, and I ran into someone who had a tape of hers in San Francisco, another one of our mutual friends who had become a stripper or something. And I was just knocked out with some of the songs. But it was just Meg playing the piano and singing. She really probably is about the worst singer I've ever heard in my life. And it was like shocking to hear that anyone who sang like that would have the front to record it. So she put these songs down, and I mean, some of them were phenomenal. I played some to Annie Lennox. She came around one day, and Annie Lennox was absolutely knocked out. And then I played them to Jim Kerr, and he was like, wow. And everyone I played them to, everyone who's a singer or a songwriter, were, you know, suitably stunned by some of this stuff. I mean, a lot of it's obscene, and you would never be able to use it for anything. Anyway, I called Meg, and I said, some of this is great. I said, I'd like to record some of it. I might have to change a lyric here or there. She goes, absolutely not. So I said, oh, all right. Anyway, I recorded him to her, and now I'm publishing her because she was unpublished. I could tell you other stories about her, but it might, you know, this isn't like the Meg Keen story. But if anyone ever does one, you know, I can give you stories till the cows come home.
Let me inside you, into your room. I've heard it's lined with the things you don't show. Lay me beside you, down on the floor. I've been your lover from the womb to the tomb. I dress as your daughter when the moon becomes round. You be my mother when everything's gone. And she will always carry on. Something is lost.
Yeah.
Room Full of Mirrors was, I guess it was on the Rainbow Bridge album. Just being a Hendrix fan, it's just one of the ones, I mean, I don't collect albums and I don't have his whole catalog and all the bootlegs and everything, but it was a song that I particularly remember because another mate of mine who's a Hendrix freak, it was one of her favorites. And I must have gotten a Jimi Hendrix best of compilation or something. And I heard that track and I thought, wow, that is just so happening, and Robbie could play so good on that track. And we worked it out in a sound check and I was just absolutely knocked out with it. In fact, the night we did that song the first time on stage was, without a doubt, it was the most exciting moment on stage for me. I was absolutely exhilarated by it because I got a very casual approach and feel about what I do, and I came off stage. I never said to anyone, like, wow, wasn't that amazing? But I was absolutely blown away by it. So I thought, we got to record this one.
I used to live in a room full of mirrors. All I could see was me. When I took my skirt and I crashed my mirror, now the whole world is there for me to see. I got a whole world that's there for me to see. Now I'm searching for my love.
You've been listening to a full hour of music and conversation with Zaire recording artist Chrissy Hynde of The Pretenders, featuring music from the new Pretenders album, Get Close. This program is copyrighted 1987 by Warner Brothers Records, and no portion of it may be copied, reproduced, or transcribed without written consent from Warner Brothers Records. I'm Mark Grau. Thanks for listening.